You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 past 11 AM here on this Tuesday, February 6th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Randy Shinborn, who is the director of the Riverview Health Foundation.
Hey, thanks for having me today. It's always great to have the opportunity to tell everyone the wonderful things that are happening at Riverview.
And I understand that Riverview just celebrated the third anniversary in the new clinic and the hospital as well.
Yes, in October of 2023, we celebrate our third anniversary in the new hospital and clinic. And some interesting facts, in 2023 alone, we had 34,174 clinic visits, 513 inpatient hospital stays, 87 births, and 1,927 surgeries.
We have visited before about your work and what you've been able to do with the generous support of the many generous donors, and what were some of those highlights that took place in 2023?
Yeah, with the generous support of our donors, over 450 donors gave over 700 gifts, totaling $458,000 in 2023. We received 245 gifts for a total of $210,000 on Giving Hearts Day, supporting new analyzers for our lab and other vital needs within Riverview. Plus, with the generous support of our donors, we were honored to be named the top Giving Hearts Day charity in our care category, and we received a $10,000 bonus from Dakota Medical Foundation. And then also we raised $26,000 through our golf classic, which supported the Riverview Recovery Fund, Riverview Recovery Center, and the Angel Fund. 196 of our employees gave a total of over $100,000 in support of Riverview Health System. Close to $30,000 was given in scholarships to area students pursuing a career in healthcare.
And I understand that Giving Hearts Day, that's coming up this Thursday, February 8th. And so what exactly is Giving Hearts Day?
Giving Hearts Day is a one-day give-a-thon that nonprofits like Riverview Health participate in raising money.
And how long has the Riverview Foundation been a part of Giving Hearts Day?
We were one of the very first ones back in 2008, and this is our 17th year. And it gets more exciting every year of people, when I visit with them, they ask, oh, it's getting close to Giving Hearts Day, and really we've tried to raise excitement in our area itself.
And how much has the Riverview Foundation brought in since the beginning of this event?
We brought in over $2.7 million in donations from Giving Hearts Day since 2008. While the event is only 24 hours, the day has proven to make a big impact on Riverview. People can give before Giving for Riverview Health System is also open right now. You can go to riverviewhealth.org, and on the front page, there's a button to donate to Giving Hearts Day. So a lot of people have given already to kick us off even further when Giving Hearts Day is on Thursday.
And who hosts this event?
Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation hosts the event.
I know you've visited about it in the past, but could you tell us more about the matching gifts on Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, Dakota Medical Foundation and very generous donors around our area have given before the event, which creates our match gifts. So gifts that day up to $60,000 will be matched to further the maximum impact. Like I said, these donors have made an early commitment to give to Giving Hearts Day, so we can't thank them enough. And with that, we've already seen the impact that it makes.
And how long is the matching available?
It's available through next Thursday, which is through this Thursday, February 8th, and it's all the way up. It's a 24-hour event, so it's 12:01 on Wednesday to 11:59 on Thursday.
And what is the 2024 Giving Heart Day supporting this year?
All undesignated 2024 Giving Hearts Day contributions will assist in the cost of replacing Riverview sterilizers for our surgical services department.
And I see that you have someone joining us today.
Yes, with me today I have April Grunhove, the Vice President and Patient Care and CNO, to talk more about the project and the equipment that we'd be purchasing with funds from Giving Hearts Day. Thank you, April, for joining us today. How many surgeries do you currently do on a yearly basis?
Thanks, Randy, and thanks, Tyler. Before I get to that question, Randy, I just want to acknowledge that we were hoping to have Andrea McDonald, our central sterilizing coordinator, on with you this morning. So I am a sub in her place because we have a very busy day at Riverview in our surgery department. We have Dr. Keating doing eye surgery, cataract surgeries today, and we have Dr. Secundiak doing orthopedic cases today. So my apologies that Andrea can't be here, but I will do my best as her sub in. So to get back to your question, on average, we do around 1,600 to 2,000 cases a year. And as you mentioned earlier, Randy, we did 1,927 surgical cases at Riverview last fiscal year. We have many specialties, pretty robust surgery department for our size of hospital. So we do general surgery, orthopedics, inclusive of hand, shoulder, lower extremities, upper and lower extremity joint replacement, podiatry. We have OBGYN, ophthalmology, pain management, spine, some cardiac services, and then we have our endoscopy unit where we do gastroenterology procedures as well.
How will the purchase of this equipment help your department and the patients at Riverview?
So we currently have two steam sterilizers, and they are at end of life. They have served us very well over time. We have a refurbished model, and then our newest of the two models was actually purchased in 2006. So they have had their useful life. So what I will share with you is we utilize these steam sterilizers, and I think I'll just share for the listeners. Many people are probably very familiar with what a steam sterilizer does, but medical devices such as our surgical instruments or implanted medical devices that meet the sterile body tissues and fluids are considered critical devices, so they must be sterilized. And the steam sterilization that we utilize in an autoclave machine is ideal for removing the microorganisms and making sure it's safe for both the patients as well as the operators that are performing the sterilizing services. So we will be utilizing the sterilizers not only for our surgery department, but other service lines are impacted as well. So we do sterilization of our delivery and circumcision trays for labor and delivery. We also, for the emergency department and clinics, do sterilization of some of their trays, such as laceration trays. We have currently capacity to do 8 trays or caskets and 15 to 20 smaller pouched and wrapped items in our sterilizer, our larger of the two sterilizers that we have, and then the smaller one holds about 4 trays. When we have multiple sets of instruments or a really heavy surgical week or day, we're running those things at full capacity. So we are looking at replacing with larger capacity with the steam sterilizers that we'll be bringing in. And we will be able to do a minimum of 9 trays in each of the sterilizers, or about 25 pounds of capacity per tray, which is excellent for us as we look ahead to being able to be more efficient in turnaround times, maximizing the capacity of what we can do in that sterilizing department.
Do you know when the project's going to be started?
We are just finalizing some pieces of that, Randy. In terms of our quoting, we will need some electrical work with that. So we are looking to hopefully execute our purchase, and depending on the lead time of the company, look to still have the equipment installed this fiscal year, which would be prior to October 1st, would be our goal.
That's great. What impact do you think the new equipment is going to make? Oh, I'm sorry. with this equipment, we're going to be able to increase the number of surgeries by 7%, reduce the amount of downtime associated with maintenance repairs by 50%, and then reduce the number of cancellations and reschedules by 25%.
So again, how can the donations be made?
Donations can be made online. As of now, too, actually been in the last couple of weeks, by clicking, going to riverviewhealth.org and clicking on the donate button on our homepage.
What if someone wants assistance making a donation that day? Where do they do that?
You can pay by check by bringing your gift to in on Giving Hearts Day, and we'll be able to submit it for you. Or you can call us at 218-281-9249, and someone will be there to assist you doing a credit card gift.
And what's going through your mind with it being Giving Hearts Day on Thursday?
It's really exciting. The wonderful things that we've been able to do with Giving Hearts Day money. And it's not necessarily just the area, but we have some very, very generous donors that possibly were from the Crookston area and knew how important the Riverview Hospital is. I just talked to a gentleman recently who was born at Riverview years ago and just knows the importance. Also, coming from a small town myself, the importance of quality health care close to home is just something that's absolutely wonderful. And I think that it helps the growth of Crookston just because of the wonderful health care. I had a couple that was going to retire, and one of the reasons they moved to Crookston is because of the wonderful health care close to home. As aging people want to have close to home as retirement. So, yeah, thank you for having us today. To visit about Giving Hearts Day. That was wonderful to be on the air and tell people about the wonderful things happening at Riverview. Yeah. But one of the big assets that we have is our employees. We have employees that really have taken ownership of their role, and it's not only a job, it's a passion of theirs. And we hear that from patients itself. We had a person that came in the ER that's in her early 90s, and how she said I got absolutely wonderful care, but the people that were there, it's a scary time, but they treated her so well and made sure she had everything, down to making sure she had something to eat and comfortable in her room and things like that.
That's really excellent to hear. So thank you very much, Randy and April, for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Again, Giving Hearts Day is going to be on February 8th. And again, one more time, where's that website that people can donate at?
Riverviewhealth.org. And also in the hospital, we're going to be in conference room 3, which is when you come in the main entrance of the hospital and clinic, you can take a right past the gift shop around the corner, and we will have people there helping you make a gift or dropping off a check.
Thank you very much for joining us, both of you, and I look forward to hearing how Giving Hearts Day goes in just a couple of days.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So that was April Grunow.